USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minneapolis, a city in turmoil, is facing a critical review of the behavior of its police department.
This is the first time that the state is launching a civil rights investigation into the systemic discriminatory practices of the largest police department in the state. It is also the only investigation surrounding the killings of George Floyd, focusing on the policies and practices implemented by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
I say this, as a white man who walks through that life with pretty much relative ease, I can't ever know the pain of that back community members. But I hear you, I'm listening, and one of the things I need to do is use that ability to change.
In Washington, D.C.
Who are you protecting? Who are you protecting?
Demonstrators are out once again in the streets of the nation's capital as controversy continues over Monday night's use of force directed at protesters outside the White House. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
For a third straight day, former Vice President Joe Biden has made a public appearance, this time leaving Delaware for the first time since March. In Philadelphia, he blasted the president's handling of national unrest.
We can be forgiven for believing the president is more interested in power than in principle. The president of the United States must be part of the solution, not the problem.
Federal authorities have charged an Illinois man for crossing state lines into Minnesota, where he filmed himself passing out explosive devices and urging people to throw them at police and buildings during a nationwide unrest over the police-involved death of George Floyd. Matthew Rupert of Galesburg, Illinois, was charged in Chicago for civil disorder and possession of an unregistered destructive device. According to the complaint, Rupert posted a video to his Facebook on Thursday night saying he was heading to Minneapolis to participate in the protests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A congressional panel is gearing up to investigate the death of George Floyd. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee considering holding a hearing later this month related to the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis, as well as the aftermath, including the riots that it sparked in the streets of many American cities. Chairman Lindsey Graham says June 16th is the date that's being considered for that hearing.
I'd like to get to the root cause of it.
The South Carolina Republican talking about the need for community policing. He also mentioned protesters out there fighting for change, but said he also believes the Antifa ideology is playing a role in much of the violence. Senate Minority Whip Democrat Dick Durbin says the shadow of America's original sin is clearly still around today, saying that original sin is slavery. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's not going to respond or even comment when President Trump called governors weak.
I can choose to focus a message that I think is so much more powerful, and I hope more resonant, people watching, and that is, I care more about them than some of the noise I heard on a morning phone call.
The president has threatened if the governors won't get tough in their states, he will send in active military. The president tweeted, "The world is watching and laughing at you." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.